We got a hot mic. We got a hot mic. Hot mic.
Hot
ready?
Hot mic. Hot mic. All right.
So Tara told us that, told me that, like, we should have a, I should be open to putting the throwbacks on at the beginning of the episode.
Amen.
So, this is my version of a throwback. This came out in 2018.
Okay.
Throwback.
That's crazy.
Look, I paid a note for a car I don't drive. A crib I don't stay in. For my baby mama, I ain't tripping. I'm
don't worry about
saying.
It.
Before y'all come to me, and that's just something for free. Knowing I got a kid, y'all gotta be kidding. I sleep in the same bed I did when I was 12. I ain't complaining. I brought that on myself. I said, I'm.
She still won't get paid for an ad.
No, cause my feet hang off the edge every time. It's so much that y'all don't know about. Like all the things I go without. Shit that I see niggas with, I want. But I be holding out. I'm sitting and I'm chilling. I'm working and I'm waiting. It's crazy. How you gotta be eager and still patient? You can't work a regular job cause locally you famous. On top of all that, throw a baby in the equation. Is that your heartbeat? I can hear it, nigga. Welcome to my world. You scared, nigga? Sometimes I think a lot. More times I drink a lot. Where I'm from, niggas take you out for shit they think you got. Bitch that you don't even like. Kill you cause they think you pop. Swear to God I love my hood, but I don't even be hanging out. Half the people cheering for you. Other half don't care for you. Women used to curb me. Now they ask why I ain't hearing from you. Everybody want a piece. They all need they share of you. Niggas doing favors so they go bring up what they did for you. Nah, I don't need it, bro. But I see you though. Fuck was niggas at when they repoed my vehicle. I was out here stressed. I was down in Vex. I sent you a text. I guess you didn't see it though. Feel like we almost there. Like just the final stretch. But that congratulations saved it. Cause I'm not there yet. I know that God still got me. He ain't forgot me yet. But I'm still pushing. I'm still praying. Cause I'm not there yet. I put that on the set. I put that on the set.
I know we was late about that subject, so we ain't gonna talk about it. But what I can say is talent and good music, it overloads all of the fuck shit. Shout out to Party. We're gonna have a lot of controversial things to say on this episode, so I thought I would take it back. Just in the vibe of this episode. I got the topics up here. Yeah, you don't need you. You know what I'm saying? I got you. This came out in 97, so if we're talking about throwbacks. All right. Yeah, if y'all didn't know, because I know it might be a couple people that don't know what album that came off of. They ain't probably even know Jay-Z had a song called Politics as Usual. Y'all probably think he just, you know what I'm saying, just a billionaire just because. But you know what I'm saying, go check it out if you ain't never heard of it. Because, you know what I'm saying, put you on some good music. We are here.
We are.
Episode 101, yo. What's happening, bro? How you feeling? How you feeling? Be real. Be real with the people.
I'm feeling saucy. Saucy Sunday.
Okay. And why is that?
I got my drink and my two-step. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. I'm saying if that's what it is, that's what it is.
You know how Sundays be. You have to just recuperate for the week. Reset your mind. Get prepared for another week in jail.
for us, hopefully, Sundays is going to be our recording days.
Yeah.
Anybody that listened to the last episode, I apologize for the young child in the back. The struggle was real that day. She wasn't taking a nap. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was just on some other stuff.
Yeah.
And it was the first time we was recording during the day. Thankfully, we've gotten homegirl to lay down just as we started recording.
Yes.
Lord willing, we could get through this whole episode because I'm only but so good at editing. You know what I'm saying? So, hopefully, you know, it's just a little easier. Okay, so we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Dang, bruh. A lot of stuff to talk about. I got some clips to play. Where do we begin, man? Actually, we're gonna begin on a topic that I said we weren't gonna talk about, but I like this clip. Okay. So we gotta, and I don't say I like it as like I agree with it, but it's one of them clips. So let's go.
I don't want to sign to no blacks. Southsiders do want, I guess, I don't know what's going on, but we don't want to sign to no blacks.
Is that because the prison shit is not a racist thing? Help me understand, because when you say that out loud, it sounds crazy.
It's because like this. It's like this. It's like, I go to jail, I rock with my race. I eat with my race. I do things with my race. So it's like, I'm here, I conduct business, I do things with my race. You know, like, we integrate and whatnot, but why would I have somebody in charge of my music career if I'm already programmed a certain way? I'm already institutionalized a certain way. Why would I... You get what I'm saying? That's just my mindset. So I'm like, no, we wouldn't do that. And most of
them. All right. Swifty Blue, L.A. rapper. I'm not familiar with him. Southsider. That's some gang stuff that I'm not familiar with as well. But he, you know, he's speaking on, you know, you just heard what he said. It's not outrageous for somebody to say that, especially in L.A., as far as the facts of things and just how the world works, it's questionable. But just hearing that, you know, of course, not being a fan, we know you don't know who he is. How you feel about that? What's your initial reaction?
Well, I know I had a little, and I still kind of stand on that, what I was talking about earlier. So I already feel like a lot of Hispanics are already that way, just in particular when it comes to a lot of things. But at the same time, a lot of us do that as well. I wouldn't say, like,
us do far, what? A lot of, elaborate. Do
like,
what?
As far as, oh, I'm going to stick with my race on this. Not in particular, not maybe music in particular, but other things. Like, as far as, there's a lot of people out there that will only purchase from black businesses. There's a lot of, I don't know, that's one example that comes to mind.
How many people you know that actually 100% purchases from black businesses only?
I don't know anybody. But, okay. But I've seen things on the internet, I have, where, you know, people praise, oh, you know, y'all should be purchasing from black businesses, you know, and not supporting the white man so much and blah, 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 you know, things like that. So.
She done said it. She done said it. Number one, it's not possible for this to even be a thing. We know this, okay? It's not possible to only purchase from our own. If that's what you want to do and that's what you want to push towards, great. But number two, not all of these businesses is for us. They for themselves. So I don't really know why it matters, because we can't really do this at this point. We can aspire to do this, but to get to a point where you can put your own on, you have to integrate.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard somebody respond to this and say that he's actually signed to a Korean man. So if that's true, none of what he's saying holds any weight.
No.
Someone else literally said, I won't say their name, they literally said, I see why he's saying this, but that's not true because that's my homie and I'm black. But he gets where he's coming from. He's trying to do what? Something for the internet.
Yeah.
Just how the most of the people that be talking about stuff like that, they talking on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we don't own a lot of real estate to even have these businesses that everybody needs to get everything that they need as far as resources go.
Right.
Especially, and bro, we're at a disadvantage when it comes to that. So we have to integrate. It would be smart for you to integrate. In my opinion, if you are somebody that's trying to get into the door with where there's not a lot of people that look like you, you need to get chummy with somebody with in power so you can have their ear. Excuse me. And I didn't come up with that. That was told by me by the owner of the cohort that I went to, who was is a black lady and who leveraged her resources to do what she's doing to help more black people. Hello. And that's helping, that's working with the white man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we just have to be realistic. It's a cool thing to say. It's a cool thing. I'm not saying that, oh, don't do it because it's not possible. You can support black businesses, but coming up, sitting around talking about all I do is buy from black, this, that, and the third. If you live down south, it's a possibility. But here, well, what farmers you know up here? You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, where your food finna come from?
Right.
So, people just be talking, bro. I understand it from a point of, like, you know me, I'm not talking to nobody about no race issues if they're not black. Mm-hmm. I'm just not doing it. I'm not up to it because, and I know this is just my stage in my life right now. I'm not up to it because I don't got the energy. I don't feel like I should need to explain to someone, you know, where we're coming from. If you feel like you're for us, mm-hmm. you should know all these things. So I'm not educating nobody on nothing. I'm not, and people may disagree with that, but that's just me. I'm not doing it. I'm not worried about all that right now.
Right.
I'm just straight up. Like, I'm not focused on, oh, he white, he black. Nah, bro. Be a good person. Mm-hmm. Be a good person. If I'm able to chill with you and, you know, congregate with you and speak to you and you're respectful, that's all I'm worried about at this point, because if we being real, most of the people that snake us is people that look like us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's not because they hate us. It's because that's the proximity. Those are the people closest to them to, you know, snake them to do whatever they're trying to do and prosper in whatever way they're trying to prosper. So this is cool and all, but he's a rapper. There's not people have actually talked about how there's Mexican artists that should be way more prominent than they are as far as rap goes, but it's, you know, it's just hard because of gang affiliations and all this stuff, man. People just be talking on the internet. I understand, but we kind of have to break things down sometimes, because someone will go around and act like this is really how people live and this, like, that we really have this choice at this time, and we don't.
Yeah.
And I think it's important for us to understand that we don't, so that we could get to that point to see, okay, why don't we have this choice? What's the issue? What can we do to get around that? Mm-hmm. That's just my opinion. Now, I don't want to do back-to-back clips of other people talking, but we just got to do it because this kind of leads in to this slam dunk conversation that I want to have about this. So, before we get into this clip, I have no clue who Ebony Davis is. Okay, I'm not trying to bash her. I don't want to bash no black woman. Whatever lame ass rebuttal y'all have to people holding people for what they're saying to masses of individuals, I'm not doing that. I am just giving my opinion on said situation. And again, we have a cat over here.
Miko.
So I'm gonna play this while I kick him in the face.
Stipulations given around what kind of content I could post, except for the branded content, which would be caption, I read a playful articulation of the love I have for my man. It's been generally agreed upon by the black community for decades that the N-word isn't derogatory, it's a term of endearment. That brings us to the photo. Yet again, when I look at this picture, I see playfulness. I see a black girl living her best life, having fun. There's nothing inappropriate about it to me, especially not in the world we live in today. For centuries, black women's bodies have been scrutinized, they've been picked apart, they've been deemed unworthy, they've been deemed inappropriate, and this is yet again an extension of that rhetoric. It's the hypersexualization of the black female body which has led to this very conversation.
Alright, I think we've heard a lot. She said a lot of big words that we like to use nowadays. I'm sorry, she did though. Do you understand what's going on?
We talked slightly about it in
pre-pro.
Yeah.
Alright, so long story short, let's go ahead and pull this up. Social media star, influencer, Ebony Davis. She had a brand deal that didn't have any stipulations regarding the content she posts outside of the brand that she would be, you know, pushing on her platform. Long story short, she posted a picture in a outfit to where you can see her ass cheeks, okay? I don't know what it's called, but you can see her ass cheeks, and
I don't know what that is either.
The caption of the picture said, "My nigga did this," or something like that. And that is why she was dropped from a brand deal. So, with that being said, if that was you, what would your response be to being dropped because of that picture?
I mean, when you're in a certain light, I feel like you have to be presentable. And I feel like that picture is definitely not presentable. It's not professional. Even though it is outside of her, you know, brand deal, I still feel like people are going to look at her socials. Do you know what I mean? Like, as far as professionalism goes, and a lot of companies do that nowadays. So I don't think that that was a picture that should have been posted.
Now, if you know, let's keep it real, okay? If you are a social media influencer and you get to the bag by your fans support you, do what you're doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if, like y'all say, if you going to these white folks to get their money, you have to abide by the mainstream rules.
Yep.
Number one, I don't think, like, bro, just, you have to understand, like, and I don't want to say it like this because I'm not no social media guru, but when you working with a brand, they might repost you. You know what exactly, I'm saying? Exactly. They probably not going to post that picture, but they might repost you. So that's going to drive their audience to your page. And since you are a spokesperson for that brand, you kind of have to align with the branding of that brand. Like, whatever style of branding, if it's PC, if it's a little bit more wide open, you kind of have to abide to that. It's kind of like having a job. Okay? Yeah,
exactly.
If you don't want to abide by that and that makes you feel like you're not being your complete self, you can't do it. But we can't sit here and pick and choose and try to change the rules on things. I've been seeing a lot of people trying to change the rules of professionalism and try to make it seem like niggas don't be acting a fool in places that they should, that should be acting proper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I understand what people say when they talk about weaponizing black women's bodies, and we know what's going on, but I don't think that's what this was.
I don't think so either.
Bruh, this is my thing. You should be cool. If you're working with somebody, if you're working at a job, this is how I treat it. I'm not saying nothing to nobody or nothing around anybody that I wouldn't feel comfortable with them saying to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, my nigga did this. You just locked in with them. You just locked in with them. You became a brand ambassador. Your account for however long that contract is, you locked in with them. You are associated with them. So with you being associated with this business, this mainstream business, mm-hmm. they're calling the shots because they're the one giving you money.
Yeah.
That's why people like Joe Budden can say things that he wants to say, because he has a brand of saying, fuck y'all, I'm saying what I want to say. This is what we're doing. I'm talking about the real stuff in period, unfiltered.
Yeah.
And brands understand that. But Joe Budden has been podcasting for 8 years. You can do that. Yeah. He probably has the capital to say, fuck y'all. Just like us with our podcast. I pay for this podcast. I'm not looking for no promoters right now.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to have to say, I don't want to have to be somebody that I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, just at my job. Bro, I don't post stuff on social media that I can't explain to my job. Why? Because that's the way we pay bills right now.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do. Like, bro, I'm telling y'all, I understand. Like, dude, I don't want to do it, but I got to do it. Where do you think she from?
Where I think she's from?
You think she from the hood?
No.
Do you think the rhetoric, not the rhetoric, but the things that she was saying, you can't be from the hood thinking that?
No.
I think I'm sorry, bro. A lot of these people that be saying all of this stuff, yeah, I didn't even grow up with the struggles to have these mindsets. You just repeating something that you done heard.
Yeah.
You just figured out that you was black.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like, yeah, yes, women's bodies have been weaponized by the oppressor and their mothers. Yes, that's a thing. But this is not that.
No.
I remember one time having an argument because people was saying that it should be okay for an Uber driver to get in the car with a bonnet on.
Yeah.
because you're an independent contractor, fam. No. Because, we are a minority in this state, okay? I understand, and I feel it. I'm so against a lot of these things that go on and a lot of these norms and cultural constructs. I don't even like going places. I don't even like being around certain people. I ain't even be in a certain situation because I don't even usually fuck with niggas like y'all mm-hmm. that do stuff like this. So I ain't even going to put myself in there. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There's certain places I'm not going because I feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Because I don't feel like the majority there. And I know that. But, bro, like, we got to get that. Like, just talking about how something is wrong ain't going to change it, bro. A lot of these companies, they make money. They are for profit. The majority of these companies are for profit. That's why when the George Floyd situation happened, all of them was posting up fucking black profile pictures. Dark bloke. Just blank black profile pictures because they knew that was going to move people to think, oh, they're on our side. Let's go support them. It was for money, nigga. It's for money.
Yep.
Nobody's saying anything. Nobody's making a statement about anything regarding racial tensions unless it's affecting their bottom line, bruh. It's just the facts of life. It has to be some way that you can understand that things are not the way they should be and still realize that you have to get to it with them being the way that they are. Because these niggas that claim that they giving information up ain't about shit. All these black conscious niggas is scamming. They don't even like niggas.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even like being around niggas. You know what I'm saying? That's really their little way of just talking down and telling niggas, nah, I'm up here. Y'all niggas is down there. Yeah. Let me listen to what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bruh, in my opinion, I feel like, number one, I didn't really start realizing more ways to make money until I put that black racism stuff on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
Because you constantly thinking, oh, it's because of this. Oh, it's because of this. And that hurts you up here.
Yeah, I believe.
Because it might be because of that, but mm-hmm. you don't have time to think like that.
Right.
Because you got to do what you got to do to get where you want to be. You got to finesse it some type of way. So you may have to acquiesce in falling, Wow, she's yeah. not asleep.
Nope. You may I know, that's why I was like looking like, oh great, she's up.
you may have to acquiesce and fall into line because of what the benefits can come from falling into line. Mm-hmm. A lot of us are going to have to buckle down and at least for 10 years work for somebody that don't get us and don't understand us.
Yeah.
And it's not your job for somebody to understand you or get somebody to understand you. It's your job to do what you're supposed to do so you can get that paper. Because that's what we're doing. That's what this is about. That's why she did the brand deal, to get some money. And now this is just not, I don't think, and it's nothing against her because she's obviously still learning. We all still learning.
Yeah.
She's probably like 24, 25. That was the same age I was when I was like, damn, this shit fucked up. Fuck this shit. Da, da, da. And then you realize, well, I can't just change everything myself. And then you realize, like, a lot of these niggas is not about to come in. I can't bring a lot of these niggas. These niggas don't wish me well.
Yeah.
Like, I'm to the point where it's like, y'all niggas can figure it out. Y'all niggas can figure it out. I got a daughter, yo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm focused on what I'm doing to protect my daughter and make sure she has what she needs.
Amen.
I'm not worried about all this other stuff. That's just, I'm just not. Because, but like, it's not important. We're talking. A lot of this stuff with this conscious stuff and, you know, you know what I'm talking about. Oh,
I know.
Black is not a monolith. All of y'all repeat the same thing that each other be saying. I don't believe none of y'all, because yeah. y'all all just regurgitating information.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you saying that you doing it, like, man, you bullshit. You feel me? How you feel?
A lot of followers out here, you know what I mean?
But how do you feel about, like, you working corporate? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I know you've had employees where they was cool, but they just couldn't follow all the guidelines.
Yeah. So, I actually used to work with a girl. You know who I'm speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say her name, but, you know, a situation happened. You know, I'm not going to go into detail just for my sake, but, you know, and she, you know, she didn't want to follow those rules. you know, and she made the decision, you know, to leave, but because she didn't want to follow the rules that were being told. But it's like, when you're, like you said, when you're working for somebody, you have to abide by their, you know, how they want things, how their rules are. You know, we have to follow what it is, you know. I mean, it's
not no way around it, man.
Yeah, like you said, you gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta do what you gotta do to survive. We're in a world where, you know, you gotta work to survive. So, you know, if you're working for somebody, you know, you have to know, and that's no matter where you work, it doesn't matter. You gotta do what you gotta do to pay bills. It is what it is.
Like, with, for example, the YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody commented the other day that, you know, let's just bring back the Umar stuff, bro, honestly. And I ain't gonna lie to you, that shit is annoying. I can't be mad, though, because that's what I made this channel for. The first content that I put on this channel was Umar Johnson compilations. I published back all the videos to kind of get more traffic so that people could pick up on the newer clips that were posted on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, the videos are not doing like the Umar videos are, and I would be a fool to think that they would, because that's not what the audience came here for.
Right.
It's just like people do content. Maybe they love to create it. Maybe they like it. Maybe they like getting money. Whatever. Maybe they think it's helping people. People watch you for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And people was watching me to watch Umar compilations.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be mad at that. It's an uphill battle from here. to right. switch the channel over. But that was my decision, and you have to know what you're getting yourself into.
Right.
I think a lot of us think, a lot of us just be thinking so much, oh, I need this, and this needs to work out for me, and this should be this, and this has to be like this. That's not like, bro, you have to carve out what you want to do. It's not just going to be a perfect replica for you. Like, fam, even with my career and, you know, changing and learning new stuff and, you know, just going into a whole new thing, I got to advocate for myself.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's too much money being made. People got too much stuff to do. Stuff get missed.
Yeah.
And the best thing is communication. Some people just, you know, like, bro, you have to work to where you want it, to where you want to be. If you don't want nobody telling you what to do, just how I didn't want to work in customer service. I took a 2-year pay cut, literally damn near cut my income in half, and my income was steadily going up as I was doing customer service. I said, no, I'm not doing none of that because I just don't like how this makes me feel.
Right.
And that came with a sacrifice. Less money, so I had to figure that out. It wasn't nobody's fault that I did that. It wasn't on nobody. I might have been treated bad at places, but it happened. This is what these companies do. These companies, they do what they want to do because they know that you need them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to weigh it. You got to weigh it out. There's so many people I see, they be giving up on stuff, and it's like, because it's not how they want it. Bro, you don't own this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't own this to call the shots and talk about how you want something to be. Yes, you can make suggestions about things and say this is not right based on, you know, what you guys said, you guys accepted or whatever the fact. But it, like, it's on them to change it. It's their stuff. We can't, yeah. You can't come into my house and go on and take the remote and eat and, you know, drink our drink and smoke. You can't come into my house doing that. So why do you think you want to come into a business doing that?
Right.
Like, dog, if you don't want to deal with that, you got to work harder.
Yeah.
And work for yourself. And that's going to be 10 times harder. So if that's what you're willing to do, do it. Yeah. But this fairy tale of everything, this should be this and should be this. Like, I'd be talking about, like, bro, I think that all women, mostly for surely single women, should carry the strap because it's not safe out here, dude. It's just creeps, not
crazy as fuck. I keep seeing shit every time I go on the internet. I keep seeing shit, and I'm just like, be safe out here because there's just some crazy ass shit, y'all. Like. Did you see really quick, and I know this isn't a topic, but I just have to bring this up, something what? That I saw on, I'm always on TikTok, I can't help it, but something I saw on TikTok,
mm-hmm.
This girl and her dude went out for, I think it was like it was either their birthday brunch before dinner or birthday dinner or something, one of them, and, you know, she goes out, you know, after they eat, they go out to the car, you know, whatever, there's a tissue stuck in between the handle, like that space, like when you open the door, the handle and the mm-hmm. whatever, okay? And she thought that her husband put it there as like a joke, and she's like, did you put this here? Like, he's like, no, I didn't put that there. And she didn't think anything of it. And she had nails, of course, like long nails, and she picked it up with her nails, like her artificial nails, and she kind of just tossed it. So, you know, they get in the car and they're driving to wherever they're going. And, you know, she's like, babe, my fingers, like, they're numb. Like, they feel numb. He's just like, oh, you're fine. Like, you know, whatever. Didn't think nothing of it. And, you know, so I don't know where they were going. But basically, I want to say, like, an hour later, her whole arm went numb. Yeah. So she went to the hospital. Her vitals wore off. She was basically poisoned. They don't know with what because there wasn't enough in her system. But she's basically saying, like, if she was to grab that whole entire, like, tissue, just she could have died. Because you don't know what that was. It was like there's a lot of fucking sex trafficking shit going on right now. Like, real shit. And every time I go on the internet, that's what I see. It's scary. So seriously, like, and that's why I don't like to go anywhere by myself, because people are crazy. Like, they are taking women, young women, and their children. Like, so ladies, please be safe. Be aware of your surroundings. Pay attention.
Stay dangerous. Don't be safe. Stay dangerous.
Yeah,
facts. Get some of that Charleston white mace, bruh. Yeah. Cause
it's crazy.
Like,
out here.
Bro, we have to prepare to go outside and what outside brings us as black people. Once you accept that, and once you accept that you may have some ways to where you're kind of perpetuating your reality, you can move forward. Like, we have to, bruh, I know. Like, I remember, and let's get into this, man. Because y'all love to make relationships a transactional thing. Dog, I remember when I had my little mental breakdown, it was right when COVID started. And I wasn't able to pay no bills. Zero bills for like six months?
Oh God, I don't even remember.
It was a couple months. It was enough to where Satara was like, yo, bro, I know you going through your stuff, but you gotta get a job, bro. And it wasn't awesome because you a lame ass nigga, but it's just like, you know, we drowning for real.
Yeah.
You know, and I attribute some of that to some of Satara's ignorance toward what I was going through. So the troubleshooting of that thing, we kind of had to work through that because neither of us knew what was going on. I thought I was dying. Like, not like literally, but like I thought this was the worst thing in the world that was happening to me. Mm-hmm. So I just had to accept, yo, you're probably never going to be the same after this. You're not going to be able to, you know, do the job that... number one, I didn't want to go back to customer service. Number two, I knew I couldn't. So I had to come to terms with that. And I tried to work like 2-3 jobs and they didn't work out. Because it just wasn't in me anymore. So, as we go on to the next new subject, by y'all's terms, she should have left my ass. She should have left me right when the money stopped coming in. It seems like, and when I told T we was talking about this, she said, we talked about this already. And I said, yeah, but not on YouTube. We need these clips for their ass. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, just, I don't know what we're going to do. This kid is not sleep.
This is the third night in a row that she has not taken a second nap.
We gotta get through this topic. Okay. At least.
Okay.
So.
I'm good with that.
Bruh, I done seen a situation where the dude took his girlfriend out for dinner. She calling him broke, this, that, and the third, because he don't want to pay for all her broke-ass friends, her 18 broke-ass friends. I seen this one girl talking about, all you niggas call me cute and say I'm this, that, and the third, but where y'all at when I need my car worked on, when I need my oil change? Don't come into my DM unless what? This, that, and the third. What? Huh? What? Like, what was another one? It's all of these things. All of these things, man. The two well-to-do people that decided, let's not, you know, go on the extravagant dates thing. Let's just, you know, get to know each other's minds. And let's make sure that we are on the same wavelength. They're told that they're settling. All of these things that make no sense. And it's probably being said by people that are not in relationships.
Oh, 100%.
And it's not a choice that you aren't in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Bro, I didn't have no money when I moved up here. She knew I didn't have no money. But she also knew that I wasn't just a dude that just was sitting around and didn't have no goals or a plan to do something. A lot of these women, see, this is one thing. Women want, a lot of these women that's on the internet, I ain't even gonna say women, I'm talking about you women on the internet that are in this hive of this this new reality in the way that, you know, women are, you know, whatever y'all be talking about. Mm-hmm. Y'all want a man to be the breadwinner and him to do 19 other things, be there for you, have time for you, this, that, and the third. In my opinion, y'all need to find y'all a dude with potential. Because if you get in with somebody that already done built the empire, he don't give a shit about what you want. You gotta acquiesce to this program. You know what I'm saying? So you, whatever. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to me. Keep getting validation from your other single friends, cause that's going to get y'all a man. That's what it sounds like. And I'm not saying that all women, because then they'll be like, why do you think all women need a man? That's wicked. I don't think all women need a man. I think you need a man, because that's all you talk about.
Right.
But from a woman point of view, what do you feel about these new standards that we're given?
I think a lot of women want yes men. I think that you ladies just want the men to do it all, be it all, provide it all, and it's not realistic.
Especially for Black people.
Yeah, it's not realistic. You know, there's no such thing, and this is another thing, and I have somebody in my family, I think you know who I'm talking about, who thinks that there is a such thing as a perfect man, and there's not. And I wish that I could really get that through her head, but yeah.
Go ahead. There's no such thing as perfect.
There's no such thing as a perfect man. You ladies have to understand that. You know, I don't know where I was going with that, but.
And I just don't think, like, I hear a lot of people saying men aren't doing what men should do. But I don't ever hear people talk about what women aren't doing and what they should be doing.
That's true.
And
that's true.
I'm the type of person, like, I can kind of feel out a situation by just the way somebody talks about it. And y'all not doing what y'all supposed to be doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, nope. A lot of the reasons why men don't talk to men, a lot of the reasons why no men have emotional intelligence and they don't tell you what's wrong is because you don't listen. Mm-hmm. Like, people will talk about how much men don't listen, but a lot of women our age do not listen, and they don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck what mm-hmm. we got going on, and I think that's a big problem. I think a lot of dudes, like, they kind of be weighing their options. Like, of course, we got fuck niggas. Like, a lot of us are just out here just, like, going as we just learning as we go. Both genders, sexes, however you want to, however you call it. I don't know how to classify it. You know what I'm saying? Not trying to be offensive. I think that we both have things to work on. And I think the only way we're going to work on these things is together. I don't know if your single mother isn't going to help you with relationships, bro. It's the reason why she's single, bro. And it's not to let nobody down. These are the facts of life. Like, you got to look at the people, and we just talked about this last week. These people that are giving you advice, and you have to really look at them and be like, are they really
in a position to give you that type of advice?
Like, people will sit here and tell me. I remember somebody told Satara I was playing on her because we ain't married yet. What? You don't even know this girl. You don't know what we got going on. But it's just because you think you know how things are supposed to go in your multiple failed marriages. You think you can say that? I didn't answer my phone for weeks after that for this person because don't call. What are you talking about, yo?
Can I just say something? When did we start putting a timestamp on when certain things in life should happen? Like, as far as marriage and having kids and going to college and, you know, bro, all of that. When
These people live in a fairy tale. That's why they think that famous people don't have feelings. These people have a warped sense of reality. Like, everybody's situation is different. If you got with a dude that can pay it all, then he can pay it all. Right. But I'm just talking, like, statistically speaking, the black family bring in like 40K all around.
Right.
And I've said this before, so you gonna put this burden on this man that's doing all he could do. Doing all he could do, because if he ain't doing all he could do, you shouldn't be with him.
Right.
If she ain't doing all she could do, you shouldn't be with him. So the complaining about this, that, and the third after the fact, I'm not worried about them people, because that's what you want. A lot of us want the bullshit that we encounter. Mm-hmm. Either subconsciously or consciously. So I'm not doing that with y'all. Y'all can argue amongst yourselves. But I'm talking about people that actually feel like they have purpose in life, that wake up every day and fight to get better. That's who I'm talking about. If you got, you like, because you shouldn't be with somebody that don't got the drive that you got and don't want to be as good as you want to be in life. Right. That's a failed relationship.
Right.
So if you're telling me that type of guy isn't enough, all right, then be alone. Struggle. You talk about like 50. These people are. they talk about, and I thought that it was because, oh, he, like, and I didn't think this, but like they tried to put it like, oh, I'm not. This is not what I'm used to. I the dudes I usually you know deal with, they pay everything and this, that, and the third. And my dad did this, that, and the third. And blah, blah, blah. Like, yo. I would hope that your dad, after raising a family for 40 years, was able to foot all the bills, because that means he's went up in his career.
Mm-hmm.
But you're talking about young men that are really figuring it out. And a lot of us don't have everything that we need. So and this is not someone that is an underachiever saying this. Right. It's not. And if you don't believe me, I don't care. You know what I mean? Because my girl know what's up. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
But like, it, like, bro, I'm just realistic at what things are, at what the economy is. Mm-hmm. Like, people never want to bring that up when they always talking about these money relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, dang, bro, it's all about money.
Yeah.
And then y'all want to talk
sad.
About. And like, y'all wanna go by what these rappers is saying, and y'all, they know y'all dumb, that's why they saying this shit. They don't abide by this. Cardi B doesn't go by anything she tells y'all. And she probably make more money than Offset. Come on, man. Come on, bro. But I think that people have a warped sense of what a good relationship is. We have a lot of people out here that say things like, oh, if you ain't putting me in check, and oh, you can't handle me. They say a lot of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all
got it twisted.
Stop taking them pills, man. God damn, bro. You drink some water.
Right.
Get your mind right or something. And I'm as a fat nigga, I shouldn't be telling nobody what they need to be putting in their body. But you niggas is cooked. So
sizzled.
I just think a lot of people look at unrealistic expectations in relationships, and they not necessarily, a lot of people our age, a lot of the women our age, I don't think they're actually trying to look for a man that's like they like.
Yeah.
They just want them to be able to do stuff for them, and
that's sad to be with somebody. Not because you truly want to be with them and you truly love them. That's a miserable life to live. But just because you want them to satisfy you financially. Like, but you don't really love the nigga. That's weird as fuck. Y'all are weird.
Bro, I just didn't, like, fam, honestly, fam, like, my income doubled this year, but with this pandemic and we got a baby, that shit might have, it feel like a nigga got a $2 raise.
Hey, man, and that's what I'm saying, though. Like, I was really quick, and then we can I was so upset. You know why I was upset yesterday. I'm not going to go into detail, but it's just, and it's not because of that only, but because also too, like when we were doing that other order or pickup order, I was just like, it's like every week something goes up and it's like, are we really like, is this really what it is? I used to be able to fill up my gas tank, $25. I can't do that anymore. It takes $40 to fill up my tank. And I know that might not...
Boy, if you don't get out of here.
Get out of here. I know that might not sound like a lot of money, but, like, this shit adds up. Like, it really adds up. We got a baby that eats regular food now. So, it's a house of three now. You know what I mean? So, we have to, whenever, whatever... we're buying, we have to factor her in as well. So like what I'm getting paid, I just, it's like, it's not enough anymore. Like,
it's not.
It's
nothing is enough.
Not right.
like you would think by how much we make, we would be, you know what I'm saying?
Like set, but it's like, I mean, we cool, but at the same time, it's like.
I mean, we would like to be at a point where we don't have to just cut back on stuff. We want to just enjoy stuff. That's where everybody wants to be. But it takes, you have to strategize. And especially in a time where, excuse me, especially in a time where the government is actively fighting against you to do said strategizing and trying to make ends meet and be comfortable and save and all that.
Yeah.
You about to put this on one man that don't got no degree, still trying to get some trying to get a certification, might be trying to get a degree. You about to throw this on him and think that, man,
I ain't gonna lie, man.
Like, bro, I ain't never had this conversation with a woman because I could smell it. I could smell it. Like, oh, that ain't for me. Cause we not doing that.
Right.
We're not doing that. We got to keep it real. First of all, I need a working woman. You got to be able to get your hands dirty with me because I'm getting my hands dirty. You got to be able to, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And you don't have to be, everybody's situation is different. That don't necessarily mean you got a job, but you got to be a homemaker then. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember the meme was going around. They talk about, I hate when niggas ask me if I know how to cook. Like, nigga, do you know how to build a house? Huh?
That's not even relevant.
It's not equivalent.
Right, thank you.
It doesn't equal up to each other. But these are the responses that we get from women when they ask... let me not say that. These are the responses that some men get from some women when they ask them what they're going to bring to the table.
Yeah.
People get offended by that term. If I was single, I would have a 10-foot pole against any of you all saying dumb shit like that. Because what are we doing? Am I taking care of a child or are we trying to build a relationship? Because if we're building a relationship, that takes two. Even if somebody's the breadwinner, he might need your insight on stuff. He might need you. Mm-hmm. It's just not, bruh, if somebody's an entrepreneur and you got a degree to where you can get a 9-to-5, what if it's a down year? You gonna be mad that you gotta help the house that you want to be a certain way?
Mm-hmm.
I don't, bruh. And like, it's just the mindset that, like, so you telling me that you ain't never been the bad apple in the relationship. You telling me you ain't never fumbled a good dude? Everybody that you done came across is trash. If that's a yes, you are trash. It's you. And I'm not a part of this fresh and fit holding women accountable. I think that's some nut shit too. I'm sorry. I think that's a way extreme. And I think it's for people that you down bad anyways, if you even like using this to come at women. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't relate. I can't relate. So, the game is messed up. I'm glad that I'm in a happy relationship because yes. I would be a eunuch if it wasn't. I wouldn't be doing nothing because y'all ain't... Boy,
I always tell my
not girl, trying to hear all that shit. Go ahead.
I'm like, no, seriously, I've never met a guy who has a mindset like he does. Seriously. And you don't meet a lot of men out there like that. I just don't believe that there's a lot of men.
She's gassing me up.
No, I'm serious, though. Like, seriously. And I always tell, you know, like, of course, you know, my friends, we talk about our men, you know. Mm-hmm. But I'm serious. I'm like, I've never, you know, met someone like him before. And that's not in a bad way. That's in a great way. Because there's a lot of things. And two, you wanna be with somebody who's gonna teach you. He teaches me all the time. Things that, you know, he's like, just like when we're talking about things, you know, being realistic, he tells me that all the time as well. Like, is that realistic? Think about it. You know, he'll come to me like, babe, think about it. Da-da-da-da-da. You know, so, you know, and there's not a lot of guys who will sit you down and explain things to you, because I'm one of those people, I'm not gonna lie, you know, I think things can be done easily. You know, I'm like, oh, you know, I could just do this. Like, as far as, you know, we're currently going through this thing where I'm trying to transition into a different career path.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's telling me certain things about being realistic about certain things, you know. And you want somebody like that in your life, because other than him, I've never really had somebody like that in my life. You know what I mean? So, it's great to have. So, thanks, babe.
And I would say the same thing. Like, she evens me out at the same time, because she's a little bit more patient and caring. You know what I'm saying? Like, we kind of even each other out. Mm-hmm. Like, Satara, she's I don't even know how to explain it, but, like, she kind of ties all the loose ends together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's like, bro, I didn't grow up, like, me and my mom, we don't have a good relationship. I didn't really grow up with, like, that motherly figure type where, like, you know, we could just talk about anything. And I didn't really have that growing up. And, like, a lot of, like, bro, when I was, like, not... I was single for a reason. Like, I would probably say my last real girlfriend, excuse me, was like in 10th grade. Because after a while, it's like, you know what? I'm cool off of this. Y'all act like dudes. And I'm not really, I don't really want a tough woman. I don't want, you know, like, all of this stuff that people be talking about, that be scaring me. You know what I'm saying? I be, you know, trying to hold on to minds tight, because all of y'all is too rough for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm already rough and don't care and just get over it. I don't need mm-hmm. that. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need somebody to just be, to be talking to me crazy and all aggressive. You're a woman. And you're a woman. You're supposed to be feminine. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially if you want a dude that has what it takes to get to wherever you would like to go, you need to be the soft side. Because you're dealing with a lot. Like, and I think that's what's helped us, is that we even each other out and we listen to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We care about what the other one, what the other person thinks. Like, this, I'm not running the show. She not running the show. It's just not, oh, I'm doing everything that I want to do and fuck you. Like, I done seen relationships where, like, a woman is telling the dude he don't, well, something that he don't like, and he basically telling her, like, shut your ass up. Like, I don't, like, shut that shit up. I don't fuck up. I'm doing what I want to do.
That's crazy.
Like, and I done seen it the other way around, wow. too. And it's like...
That
is wild. Bro, you're not about to talk to me like that. I'm just sorry. Like, I'm about respect. Right. I'm about respect. And we just, a lot of the relationships and a lot of the problems that people have in relationships nowadays comes down to, you don't really care about this person. You don't respect them. And you really want to do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. But you want somebody to get in with your program, but you don't really got nothing to offer for somebody to just become a team player.
Right.
Like, we're all at this age, we're all still building and growing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good enough for you to just tell somebody that it's going to be what it's going to be when you can't even take care of them. man or woman, financially, physically, emotionally. So it's no getting on to the program. We have to, bro, most of these relationships, for them to work out, you have to be on the same page. You have to listen. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't want to do all the work that it takes to be in relationships. That's why they say, oh, this never worked and I never da da da, because you just gave up. A lot of these people, of course, they want to mess up. They're trying to mess up the ottoman. Look at this fat ass. He done flew. But like, and as we close out, because the baby needs us. To end this, bro, like.
Yes, she does.
Just everything, just to tie everything in, bro. You don't make the rules to everything. You don't make, that's going to be the name of the podcast. You don't make the rules. You know, we don't know everything. We have to be just as willing to conform to what we want somebody else to conform to. Mm-hmm. You can have rules. You can have, say, hey, Satara don't like me following other girls. She don't like me doing a lot of stuff, and I don't do it.
Because y'all be, no, never mind.
I'm because and that. You know why? It's because she don't want me to do it. And if she can explain it and express it to a way where it makes sense, I'm not going to do it. Because she don't want me to do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just, oh, just don't do it because I don't like it. No, because this, that, and the third can happen. And this is, all right then, cool. Everything is not just one size fits all for nothing. You got to work on it.
Exactly.
Period. And if you want something to go the way you want it to go, make it go that way. Within reason, if it's including other people, obviously. Mm-hmm. You gotta say this, because these niggas be slow. They be like, oh, okay, I can make it go my way. That means, to jump on this shit or you out, bitch. No. Because a lot of people like to turn things that you say and put it into their selfish filter. Yeah. No, bruh. No. With that said, man, this is another fail. It wasn't a fail, because
it's not a fail.
Last episode was a good episode. I mean, bro, we parents. Yeah. Just like, again, we got to do what we got to do to get this right and figure it out.
Nothing in life comes easy. And until we can get like a nanny, we could just call up, hey, can you come over for an hour? You got to figure it out. You got to do what you got
to
do.
Yeah, so. We can't make her go to sleep. She right. Don't want to go to sleep. She up.
Yeah.
She about to fall out the crib.
We appreciate you guys. I mean, you know what I'm saying? This is a realistic situation, so if you have kids, I would hope that you understand. Is. Yeah, so.
So, that's the big podcast.
Yes.
I'm him, he.
And I'm your girl, CT.
And we'll be at y'all next week.
Next week, we out.